This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Good morning, I'm Aaron Mee, and you're listening to the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. Joining me today is Pam from the Blue Star Mothers of Kinzu, and first of all, I gotta say thank you for taking the time to join me today. I know with everything that's been going on right now, as you guys in the Blue Star Moms are getting ready for some of these really, really busy events that you have coming up, I'm glad that we could take some time today to be able to talk. So with that being said, what I wanted to start off our conversation with is, Pam, what are the Blue Star Moms of Kinzu?
Blue Star Moms, actually our local chapter was started in 2019, but Blue Star Mothers has been in existence for years and years. And it was nationally chartered by the U.S. government. And so communities have the opportunity to develop an organization of their own. So we are Blue Star Mothers of Kinzu, PA 203. We're mothers of active duty or veteran children. We stand behind and support our military and support each other. We fundraise to send care packages and to support our troops so that they know they're not forgotten. And we also fundraise to focus on our veterans here in the county of Warren to make sure that they have things that they need and to help prevent isolation and loneliness for them, whether it's in a nursing home or in their home. And so we're also available to support any family in need, whether it's support for a child who's been deployed and they need just some moral support, or it's, you know, somebody has a need who has a family member that maybe, you know, had something happen and they need some support that way. And we just try to respond to whatever needs come our way.
So what I wanted to kind of ask about that, as you have so many different things that you are involved with doing with Blue Star Moms, what I wanted to take a little bit of time to talk about are the care packaging events, because I think that those are really great opportunities for the community to be able to come together and step up to help with what you guys are working on. And that's a really cool event because you can see the work being done right there and it goes right out to the people, right?
Yes, it does. We are solely self-funded. So we fundraise all year long to support this, and we gather donations all year long through all of the events that we have, whether it's through donations of actual supplies or it's donations of money. And we normally have two main packing events. One, we do a Christmas in July, and then we do a Christmas time one. But we also just recently had two. We had a company that is deployed that wrote to us and said they were having trouble getting supplies. And would we be willing to donate to them, you know, some of their essentials that they needed during their deployment? So we had two packing events for that. And what supplies we don't have, we go purchase. And the public is always welcome to help us during these packing events, but we have to purchase boxes and we have to pay for postage. And I can tell you, postage for 40 boxes, example, came to close to $4,000. And so, you know, you couple that with all the other packing events that we have in the year, and a good portion of our money goes towards just packing. And between buying the boxes, buying the supplies, and the postage. So we work very hard to get enough funds to cover that. And, you know, that's one of the things that we feel that we are giving back to the people of Warren County. We support whole companies, but usually there's people within the company that have ties to Warren County. Family, friends, whatever. And so that's how we know who to send them to.
That is just absolutely amazing to see the work that you're able to do and really how you're able to influence and help people on an individual level like that. It's just amazing to see. And you do other things as well, like one thing that I want to highlight, which was a absolutely fantastic opportunity that you guys were able to allow Warren County to take part in this year was Wreaths Across America. And that's something that doesn't really just come out of nowhere either. I mean, you had to put a lot of work in to make some of these different things happen. And what I wanted to talk about with that is this upcoming Warren Gives that's going to be taking place on May 15th is a great opportunity to take some time and donate to the Blue Star Moms of Kinzu. Because really, when we look at it, 100% of the funds go to the Blue Star Mothers of Kinzu. There's no amount of the funds that get split off for anything. It goes straight to your organization. And there's a $70,000 match pool, which allows the donations that people make toward your organization to grow. So if people are looking to donate and they would like to make a big difference with what they're doing, they can donate during Warren Gives to the Blue Star Moms of Kinzu, right?
Yes, they can. And we're very excited to be part of Warren Gives this year. They chose just four organizations to be added to the list just this year, and we were one of them. And so we are actively trying to get the word out to the public in any way we can to think of us on Warren Gives. And this money will go along with the money that we have to self-fund ourselves through our own activities, and contribute towards that and towards that expensive shipping that we have towards our veterans programs, and really also expand what we're doing. We can only do as much as our funds allow. So if we have more funding, then we can create new programs, support Warren County in any way that we can. And so it's an exciting opportunity for us. We're thrilled to be included this year.
Oh, absolutely. And it's really easy. Go to warrengives.org on Wednesday, May 15th from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then you can make your donation to the Blue Star Moms of Kinzu during Warren Gives. And it's a really, really great opportunity because, like we've talked about, the donation grows, it joins the match pool, and it increases the funds that the Blue Star Moms of Kinzu are going to get. And it really goes to help all the different programs that they're doing. So, Pam, thank you for taking the time today to be able to highlight these different things. I am just so excited for all the different work that the Blue Star Mothers of Kinzu do for Warren County.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Good morning, I'm Aaron Mee, and you're listening to the greatest hits here on 92 Gold. And today, joining me here on 92 Gold is Dawn from the Warren County Special Olympics team. Now, Dawn, thank you for taking the time today to be able to talk to me. I'm really glad that we could be able to highlight the work that you guys are doing, because really, it's so important because it allows so many people to be able to participate in some really amazing events, and it's a lot of fun too, right?
Oh, it's an a lot of fun. In fact, just last Saturday, we took 18 athletes to Carnegie Mellon for competition in swimming, athletics, and basketball. A lot of them brought home medals and ribbons. It was a long day, exhausting, but a lot of fun.
See, now that is so cool. Now, for those that don't know, how far away is that as a drive?
Well, we took a school bus, and we were on that school bus for about 3 hours. That's counting a stop. So it's down near Pittsburgh. Okay. So sometimes we go as far as Villanova College or Penn State. So we travel quite a bit around the state of Pennsylvania throughout the year.
That is so cool. So now, with that being said, looking at your organization, what are some of the different aspects of your organization that the general public really might not know about and understand?
Okay, this is for individuals with intellectual disabilities. They can start coming as early as 8 years old, and we have individuals up into their 70s. We do skill training, so they don't have to be athletic. We do basic skills. We'll teach them right from the basic, right up to being able to play a sport. We also have fun events like dances and health fairs, and sometimes we throw in a field trip to a place. Some of these individuals have never been out of Warren County until they joined Special Olympics.
Wow. So you guys are really giving some amazing opportunities there.
Yes. Some of these students never got to stay in a hotel or visit a college campus. And this is a way they can visit a college campus, go to a college bookstore, and meet other individuals across the state that are like them.
You know, and that's actually something that I wanted to ask about. When you get to go to these different events and everyone gets to participate in some of these different things that take place there, how many times do you see it where you end up seeing friendships that develop that end up lasting over years and years and years?
Oh, that's, we see that a lot. My daughter started going to Penn State when she was 9 years old. And she developed a friendship that every year, her and one other girl that was in her division would see each other at Penn State, hug each other, reconnect. And there's athletes, like I said, that are in their 70s, have been doing this a long time. They see friends that they've made over the years that live in different areas.
See, and that's what it's all about, really. It's all about being able to create those amazing relationships and those great, memorable moments that everyone gets to experience together, right?
Oh, yes. There are so many great things that we are able to do with these athletes. Not only you think, okay, my daughter has Down syndrome. There aren't a lot of girls her age in Warren County with Down syndrome. But she has a real core group of friends in Special Olympics. Variety of ages, variety of not just women, but also gentlemen. And it just, it warms my heart because she can feel that she is part of this community.
So what I actually was kind of curious about then is, if people happen to have some free time and they'd like to be able to take some time and help out and get involved with some of the different things that you do, mm-hmm. what is the best way that they can volunteer their time?
Okay, for an individual to volunteer, of course, it takes a lot of money to do some of the things that we do. So financial support is really needed. None of the athletes pay for anything. When we came back from Carnegie, we took them all to Burger King for dinner, you know. So you can just imagine that many people and a bill at Burger King is not cheap.
Yeah.
Okay, so the financial aspect. Also, we need volunteers and coaches. To volunteer, of course, we are very strict on people needing to get their clearances. We protect our athletes.
Yeah.
Okay. So they would need to go through a process of getting clearances and doing some basic training. But they can go to Warren, let me see my address here. I usually give out my personal one, so I really don't want to give that.
Yeah.
But if you just look up Warren County Special Olympics, it will take you to a site that you can click on the volunteer button. And it will tell you exactly what to do to volunteer for our county.
See, and that's really a pretty easy thing for people to be able to do. All you have to do is just go on and Google Warren County Special Olympics, and then you should be able to just click right through and find the volunteer tab and be all set with that then.
That's correct. Wow. And some people think, oh, I could never volunteer. I'm not good at sports. Well, some things that we need volunteers for, sometimes it's stuff on our website. It's maybe doing a mailing or just taking some minutes. At track, if you can run a stopwatch, you can be a volunteer. You don't have to be running.
That's a good point.
You know, so there's all kinds of aspects that you can do as a volunteer. A
lot of really, really great ways to get involved. And now one thing that I wanted to talk about with this is I understand that your organization is part of Warren Gives, right?
Oh, yes. We rely on Warren Gives. And, of course, we've got some signs up throughout the community right now. And, you know, we're hoping that there's people in this community, and not only this community, but friends of ours throughout the country that will be donating this year to Warren Gives.
See, and that's a really, really great thing to mention, because Warren Gives is coming up this year, May 15th. It's going to run from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., and you can donate at warrengives.org. They have a $70,000 match pool this year, so these donations, 100% of the donation goes to your organization, and it grows a little bit with that match pool. So it really just is even more beneficial than ever to make your donations for Warren Gives, and make sure that you take some time and consider the Warren County Special Olympics team when you're looking at doing some of these donations, because like you just mentioned, there are some really significant costs that need to be covered, but the work that is being done truly is amazing work that goes to benefit people across Warren County and the whole rest of this entire country, really.
Yes, it really does. And just to make a point, any donation stays right here in Warren County, and it only goes to support the athletes, their uniforms, the cost of events, the volunteers. I guess if you want to say we get paid, we get our uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And we do donate a lot of our time and our energy to this program to make it work. I had a young man that goes to high school here in Warren County that got to observe one of our events. And afterwards, he pulled me aside and he said, "You guys are doing an amazing job. This is such a great organization."
And we are really lucky to have you here in Warren County. And we're really lucky to see the work that you're able to do firsthand. So with that being said, thank you for taking the time today to be able to join me, Dawn. I'm really glad that we could highlight this. And make sure to consider the Warren County Special Olympics team when you are going to make your donations on May 15th for Warren Gives. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.